Dusty, an intimate portrait of a musical legend by Karen Bartlett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Elizabeth B. Reed. Introduction. No Easy Way Down. When Dusty Springfield heard Dionne Warwick sing Don't Make Me Over, she sat down suddenly on the edge of her bed in the Capitol Motel, winded to realise that there was someone out there already one step ahead of her, and, as she thought, doing it so much better. Dusty was recording in Nashville, on her first trip to the country she had dreamed about for so long. But she was worried that she was already too late. "Don't Make Me Over changed my life," she remembered. "Nobody can sing Bacharach and David music like her. Nobody. It's total gossamer." By April 1964, both women were well established in the music industry. But when they met in London for the first time, delighting locals with a sing-song in an East End pub, Dusty and Dionne already had a history. After several fruitless attempts, Warwick had secured a British top 10 hit and had flown in to promote it. For years she had fumed while white British singers covered the songs that had been written for her and which she had made her own. Cilla Black's copycat version of Anyone Who Had a Heart had deprived Warwick of a place in the British charts, and Dusty, with her version...